Welcome to Journey to Brave, a podcast dedicated to empowering women to heal from trauma, cultivate self-acceptance, and fearlessly step into the most brave version of themselves. Hosted by me, Kaya Hunter, certified life and shadow work coach, breathwork facilitator, and NLP and hypnosis master practitioner. Join me as we dive deep into how trauma and the wounds from our past can affect us, how we can heal, find strength, create emotional well-being, and ultimately create the life you've always bloody well dreamed of. I believe that healing as well as self-acceptance are the foundations for personal growth, and we'll explore the tools, the strategies, and practices so that you can create your own journey to brave. Ready? Let's go. Hello, and welcome back to the Emptiness Countdown podcast. Can I just say, how the hell did it become February already? My God. Our next holiday is going to be here before we know it here in Australia, and that is Easter. And can we just talk about the whole Easter bun situation and them going on sale pretty much straight after Christmas? Seems to be getting earlier and earlier every year. I walk past them in the supermarket each week and I like blinkers on. I refuse to buy any until it's actually Easter. What about you? Have you bought any yet? Those marketers, they're so sneaky, making us buy Easter buns when it's January. I mean, seriously, does my head in. Mind you, my daughter may have bought some little of those tiny little Easter eggs, and I may have had a couple in the last couple of weeks, but Easter buns, I'm like, absolutely not. That is not happening. Not until Easter. I don't get it. Well, I do. It's the marketing, the marketers trying to get us to buy them. So I'm not buying into it, not for one second. Anywho, it's been like Grand Central Station here at that new house for the past week or so. The builders are still finishing up a few things. And I've just had this constant stream of tradies through the house. My sister thinks it's hilarious that all these men are coming and going from my house. She's like, people are going to start talking, you know, with all these men. She said, I was like, yeah, okay, no, I don't think so. They can clearly tell that they're tradies. But I secretly think she was hoping that I'd fancy one of them, fall in love and get married. But no, that has not happened. And I'm not anticipating it to happen either. My God. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Why procrastination happens and what the hell to do about it. Because it is a big one. I see it all the time in my community and all the time with my clients as well. And yes, I've probably been guilty of procrastinating myself. So here's what it looks like, right? You decide you want to get healthy and go back to the gym or start yoga. So you do some research on some gyms. You arm yourself with all of the options. And then you spend a month trying to decide between a Pilates studio, the local Snap Fitness, or an outdoor boot camp, going around and around in your head and not actually making a decision or taking action. Or maybe it's, you know, you have to clean the house, but 30 minutes later, you realize that you've plonked yourself on the lounge and you've gone down a TikTok rabbit hole. Or maybe you're sitting down at work to write an email or prepare a presentation or whatever it is. And suddenly you've got this urge to go make a cup of tea that wasn't there 2 seconds ago. Which one of those sounds familiar to you? I'd love to know. So what happens is, rather than doing the thing, the housework, the email, choosing a gym, whatever it is, rather than doing that and possibly feeling an emotion that we don't want to feel, so maybe it's afraid. Maybe it's overwhelm. Maybe it's embarrassment. Maybe it's boredom, right? Housework could be boredom. Maybe choosing a gym and actually getting to the gym is going to bring up some fear or embarrassment for you because you haven't stepped in a gym for a long time. Maybe preparing that presentation at work is going to lead you to feel overwhelmed. So usually when we're procrastinating, or a lot of the time when we're procrastinating, what we're doing, we're actually avoiding doing the thing that we want to do or have decided to do because we don't want to feel a certain way. So rather than feel a certain way, like those examples I just gave you a moment ago, what we tend to do is we choose to feel better. And how do we do that? Instant gratification, something that makes you feel good in that moment. Things like these little culprits all the time, they're the same. Social media. I just mentioned TikTok, whatever it's the social media platform is for you. It could be food, right? I mentioned going up and getting a cup of tea at the office, or it could be going and getting, I don't know, some chocolate out of the fridge instead of going to do the vacuuming, whatever it might be. Or it could be Netflix. And what those things do is they give us this instant dopamine hit, this hit of pleasure instead of doing the thing that we, you know, have set out to do, which is potentially going to bring up some unpleasant emotions and even boredom, right? It's not often we think of boredom being an unpleasant emotion or something that we would avoid, but we do. So we get that hit of dopamine pleasure. And in that moment where you choose to feel good, you're not actually thinking about the end result. You're not thinking about your future self, the one that goes to the gym twice a week, the one that becomes stronger and healthier than ever, or the one that's cleaned the house and now has a sparkly, gorgeous kitchen, right? We're not thinking about her, your future self. We're thinking about her, you, in the moment and wanting to feel good instead of feeling bad. So there, what we do is, like I said, we avoid, we procrastinate, we make ourselves feel good. And then we don't do the thing. We put it off, we delay it. And then we beat ourselves up for not doing it. And then you make yourself feel even worse, right? Because then on top of the maybe the boredom or the overwhelm that you were feeling about this thing that you were going to do, then you beat yourself up for not doing it. And then you feel even worse. Why do we do it to ourselves? Why do we do it to ourselves? So how do you stop procrastinating? So I came up with three tips. There is probably other ways, but here's three tips that I've used myself and that I've found, work well in terms of helping you to stop procrastinating. The first one, if you know you're going to procrastinate on something, cut yourself some goddamn slack and build in some procrastination time, right? Whenever we butt up against something, it just makes it worse. So rather than butting up against that procrastination, build in some procrastination time. So if you know you've got to write this email at work that fills you with dread and you know you need to get it done by 5 o'clock that day, if you can, build in 20 minutes of procrastination time into your day, if you can. Now, that might not always be an option, particularly if you're working for someone else. But if you can, this could be a good way to allow some procrastination time and still get your thing done. Same goes for housework. Give yourself 20 minutes to go down the TikTok rabbit hole if you want, and then go do it. You've got to make sure you do it and don't stay down that TikTok rabbit hole that's so goddamn easy to stay down. Set an alarm if you have to for 20 minutes, right? Procrastination time's over. Go get it done. Don't snooze the alarm. So allow some procrastination time. If you know this is something that you do on the regular, just allow it to be there. Cut yourself some slack. Give yourself a finite period of time to procrastinate. Go procrastinate away, and then go get the thing done. That's the first tip. The second tip, remind yourself that you don't have to feel good or happy about, say, doing the housework. God, we don't have to love it. It just needs to get done. So accept that you're going to be bored or however you might feel about it, resentful, whatever it is, and take the first step to get it done. Focus on that one step, that very first step that you need to do, not the whole task, right? So it could be clean the kitchen bench. And then once you do that, you go on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing to get the whole house done if that's what you're wanting to do. So focus on the first step, not the whole task. And then focus on the next step. Less overwhelming, right? To just focus on the one thing that you have to do and then the next and then the next and then the next and then you're done. Allowing those emotions that we tend to avoid can take practice, but it's absolutely possible to feel them and still take action. So feel bored about doing the house. Absolutely. You don't have to love cleaning the house. And remind yourself, okay, it's boredom. I can feel boredom and still get the house cleaned one step at a time. That's the second tip. The third tip, lastly, forgive yourself for procrastinating. We're so good at beating ourselves up. It doesn't make you a bad person for procrastinating. There's nothing wrong with you. Our brains are literally wired to seek pleasure and avoid pain. We just want to make sure that we're not allowing that seek pleasure, avoid pain part of our brain, our primitive brain, our reptile brain, to drive the bus, right? To dictate our actions. We want our prefrontal cortex, front part of our brain, our evolved human brain, to be making our decisions wherever we can. And it's this part of our brain, that front part of our brain, the prefrontal cortex, that understands consequences, that can plan, that can think ahead. So remember the next time that you procrastinate and forgive yourself for it. We're wired as human beings to seek pleasure. Our brains are wired as human beings to seek pleasure and avoid pain. That's what we're butting up against. We are butting up against, I can't remember the word. It's not ecology. You know what I mean? Like, we're butting up against our humanity. There's a word for it and I can't think of it in the moment. You know what I mean? We're literally butting up against our humanness. So forgive yourself for procrastinating and remind yourself you're not a bad person. Forgive yourself for it. That's the third tip. All right. Which of those tips do you think you'll try next time you notice yourself procrastinate? Cut yourself slack and build in some procrastination time. Remind yourself that you don't have to feel a good emotion to do the thing. You can feel a negative emotion. You're safe to feel a negative emotion and go do the thing. Or forgive yourself for it, not butting up against it. Forgive yourself for it and reminding yourself how your brain works and that you're wired to seek pleasure and avoid pain. Which of those ones are you going to try? I would love to know. Always message me over on Instagram, okay? And let me know. My handle is at Kaya_Hunter over on Instagram. I'd love to know. And before I finish up today, obviously it's a quick one today, I'd really appreciate it if you could take a moment to rate or review the podcast, if you find it helpful, obviously. This will make sure that it's found by other women like you. My mission is to reach and help as many women in their 40s and beyond as I can, and help them create just their best freaking life that they can. And your ratings and reviews will absolutely help to do that. And of course, I'll love you forever if you do. I mean, I love you anyway for listening and being here every week, but you know, I love you that extra bit. All right. Have the best week ever. I will see you. That always sounds weird when I say that because you don't get to see me. You get to hear me, but that sounds weird. I was just going to say, I'll see you next week. I'll see you / hear you. I will be here next week. Have the best week ever. Notice when you are procrastinating, use one of those three tips. Let me know how you go over on Instagram, and I will see you again next week. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Journey to Brave podcast. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, if you've liked this episode, you're going to love my free video and guide, Stop Letting Fear Hold You Back, Start Feeling Confident and Brave. I share a simple strategy you can start using today to help you feel more confident and brave. Learn the strategy in this video and you can use it on any negative emotion at any time. You can download it via the show notes. See you next week.